Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
Hello, Jerry. It's great to be back. And this week has been another industry week. Things have turned up, certainly from a week ago, just as we had felt would happen. First on gold, we've got gold back up in the 1680s, getting near 1700. Since the $320 an ounce drop 2 weeks ago, we've now seen 160 ounce per dollar recovery. So we're halfway back to where we are. With the break in the dollar late this week, it certainly has sent gold up. And even with all the problems going on in Europe, the dollar still has more severe problems long term. There'll continue to be times of volatility with gold going up and down as the dollar goes up and down, but we still feel on the side that the dollar is a very weak currency that is very overvalued and will break sometime in the next few months down, and it will send gold up. We also had the Slovakian situation early in the week when they didn't vote to bail out Greece, and that also was a big help to the gold market worldwide, is showing that not all countries like Slovakia and Germany don't want to keep monetizing debt and printing money without absolutely nothing to back it. So right now we think gold is above the 50-day moving average, and we're very comfortable that it is in an uptrend that probably will see 18 to 1900 before Thanksgiving. So we're on a buy mode with gold right now. On silver, literally this morning on Friday, we got a buy signal from two of our four timers to go back into silver as they feel now it's getting ready to make its next move up. So we're very comfortable with silver, even though there are still some doubters out there that silver still could go back down. I'm very comfortable at recommending it at this price, especially knowing what I know about the fiscal demand and the fiscal availability from the major wholesalers in this country. It is, even with not huge demand right now, we're still about 10 days behind delivering our silver orders, and I expect that to get much worse between now and Thanksgiving. So you still, for whatever amount you want to put into silver, I wouldn't put it all in right now, but I would definitely get in at this price level because we're still expecting silver to take a big jump. And now with these timers coming back in, very respected market timers, I think there's a very good chance that we've seen the bottom of silver for now, and we're about to take a run. The metal that's the most intriguing by far is palladium. Today on Friday, we've seen some of our largest palladium purchases by clients that are professional timers that buy their physical metals from me but use other people to time when to get in and out. I thought palladium was a great buy at $7.19 on August the 4th, and now you can buy palladium with the premium and everything for like $630, $635 an ounce. And I really do look at it as a gift because the reasons that have driven palladium down are about to come to an end in the next week or two, because the Russians did have to sell a stockpile of palladium. Rather than borrowing money or issuing debt, they used natural resources to pay off some deficits. So this was not a good time for them to do, but it's an opportunity for you, the investor, to move into palladium. And certainly, I think that's the best buy out of everything as you look at it for the next 6 months to come in at this level. And while I still feel there's a good chance it'll get to 900, when you can buy something at $630, $635 an ounce, and even if it gets to 800 an ounce, you're looking at a very sizable move. So I'd be buying palladium, and I'd be buying it sooner than later, because I think you'll really see palladium back over 700 an ounce in the next month, even if it goes back into the 500s one more time. It's still a very good buy. So that's pretty much an update on the markets. Next week, we'll get into more depth and the more technical and some fundamental issues and spend a little more time on the update. with this week's Precious Metals Market Update. This is Tom Cloud signing out.
All right, well, Tom Cloud is a precious metals advisor. He's been in the business since 1977, 35 years and still going. I tell you what, he has over 10,000 clients all across the country, and he has a great name for helping people find good priced gold and silver coins or bars. If you're in the market for gold and silver, or you would like to just call and ask a question about possibly getting involved in buying gold or silver, simply call 800-247-2812. That is 800-247-2812. Also, you can sign up for Tom's email list at ftmdaily.com. Just click on the Precious Metals link, and there you can sign up for his free email newsletter where he sends out free buy and sell signals.